Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. You're listening to real news from real people on Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. As I was saying before the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about expatriation and stipulations that go along with expatriation. Now we will go into the emancipation, i.e. the expatriation stipulation clause, which is found in Section 4 of the 14th Amendment. Most would think that this clause is in reference to the emancipation of slaves during the so-called Civil War. However, it is not. You must remember that people who throw off their political allegiance to their states also throw off their unalienable and natural rights that are protected under the original constitutional system. As a matter of law, these people have become wards of the state under the doctrine of parens patriae, which literally means parent of the country. It refers to people under a legal disability who are under the care of the state. In reference to such, these people are not claiming to be sui juris. Sui juris. A person that is sui juris is, 1, one who has all the rights to which a free man is entitled, one who is not under the power of another, as a slave, a minor, and the like. To make a valid contract, a person must, in general, be sui juris. And that's from Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1856. 2, everyone of full age is presumed to be sui juris, of full capacity, in his own right, capable of entering into a contract. Note that both definitions have the element of contract. Consequently, all such persons of such nature are not considered to be that of a sui juris status because they are under the power of another. Now let us consider some relevant elements attached to the United States citizenship to see if you are of the like, to see that you are or are not of the like, and not under the power of another. In review, please answer the following questions. 1. Are you a United States citizen, and are you willing to be one? 2. Do you have a Social Security number, and do you plan to take benefits? If you answered yes to either one of the above questions, you are not actually sui juris, and you are under the guardianship of the foreign state known as the United States. Do you remember when you were 18 years old, when you turned 18, your parents, your school, your government leaders, they made you fully aware that you had a 30-day window to make the educated choice to be a dependent of the insurgent corporate system or to become fully sui juris under God? Not likely. Never happened to me. As you have voluntarily, through deception, elected to be a citizen and national of the United States, thus having to take a Social Security number based on the law of the federal nation, you went from being a child of your parents to being a child of the government. In legal principle and definition, you are considered a vassal, and the United States is your lord. And here the definition of vassal is noun 1A. A person who held land from a feudal lord and received protection in return for homage and allegiance. 2, a bondman, a slave. 3, a subordinate or dependent. Unbeknownst to you, this was your first firm contract when you reached the age of majority. You solidified the feudal citizenship. In law, it is called tacit acquiescence. It does not matter if you are voting or not. You are still a subordinate, child of the government. You are in the line to receive the benefits, Social Security, voting, etc., etc. It really does not matter that you do not intend to take the benefits. You could take them, which under law is the same as taking them. Oh, boy, that's a mouthful. We'll be back in just 3 minutes and 3 seconds after this word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And as I've said many times in the past, as is confirmed here by the People's Awareness Coalition, in legal principle and definition, you are considered a vassal and the United States is your lord. You are a person who held land from a feudal lord and received protection in return for homage and allegiance. You pledged allegiance to the United States, you're a tenant in your home. There you have it. You hold land from a feudal lord, the United States. All ownership is in the state. Two, a bondman, a slave. As I've been saying, you're a bondsman, you're a slave. Three, a subordinate or dependent. Unbeknownst to you, this was your first firm contract when you each reached the age of majority. You solidified the feudal citizenship. In law, it is called tacit acquiescence. It does not matter if you are voting or not. You are still a subordinate child of the government. You are in the line to receive the benefits, Social Security, voting, etc., etc. It really does not matter that you do not intend to take the benefits. You could take them, which under law is the same as taking them. Here are three more relevant definitions from Webster's and American Heritage Dictionaries. One, father. It's a noun. A member of the Senate in ancient Rome, author emphasis added. Two, usage. To act or serve as a father to a child. Three, to acknowledge responsibility for. Second one is emancipate. It's a verb. To set free. A slave, etc. Release from bondage. To free from restraint or influence, as of convention. 3. In law, to release from a father's control. So to emancipate would be to release from father's control. Convention is a noun, an agreement between states, sides, or military forces, especially an agreement dealing with a specific subject, such as the treatment of prisoners of war. Are you ready to enter into a convention with the United States of America and the insurgents? Back to expatriation. The reference to convention may become more apparent when you read internal wars. This is where we will examine how an American is considered an enemy of the state in more detail. For now, though, in context to the slave clause and in relation to your emancipation, in regard to the convention, when you expatriate from the communist country created under the 14th Amendment, the federal government is no longer your guardian, father, and you are a neutral in the quiet war. In other words, you remove yourself from the insurgent democracy and claim your political allegiance to one of the republics. For you to be properly emancipated from this system, some things required would be: 1. You cannot vote, because it makes you a combatant and a slave. 2. You cannot get loans from the federal government. 3. You cannot participate in the Social Security program. 4. You cannot file personal bankruptcy. 5. You cannot pay personal income tax, and so on and so on. If you are doing any of these, you cannot claim or declare your federal emancipation because you are participating in and taking benefit from the de facto system. Participating in this socialistic, communistic system requires a man and a woman to have a United States person status. Indeed, the slave clause in Section 4 is clandestine language. Your emancipation, think expatriation, will render your freedom under the insurgent system. However, this means that you have to be responsible for yourself. The government is no longer your keeper. And if you do not believe this interruptive presentment about the 14th Amendment, this question is put forward. As a constitution is something that represents perpetual law, why would these four sections have been instituted if they only served a temporary legal purpose, such as dealing with post-Civil War matters? An act of Congress could cover temporary measures. Well, what say you about this assertion? You do not have an answer, do you? So, a summary of the 14th Amendment says, 1. Is the 14th Amendment an open and public proclamation made by a self-proclaimed unlawful sovereign, the new governmental system of the United States? 2. Does the 14th Amendment indirectly proclaim its reasons and or its motives for declaring war? 3. Does the Communist Manifesto put forth political and or social principles which can be or are applied in America? 4. Have these said implemented principles caused the bankruptcy of America that is obvious in the public debt, which is consequently stolen wealth from Americans? Unfortunately, the answer to all four of these questions above is yes. This is consequently tied to the totalitarian 14th Amendment governmental system. The actual purpose of the 14th Amendment is obvious by the placement of Section 4. Perpetual debt, the second reference to red. Communism, the first reference of red. The latter, communism, being a blueprint to achieve the former, which translates into neo-slavery or the new slavery. So, my conclusion is, the purpose of the 14th Amendment is to steal what was gained in war, purchase and treaty by forefathers. The wealth of America is being stolen by a cabal. Furthermore, whose rebellion is this anyway? Did the American people say, please, take our freedom away, we really don't care what you do to us? We want to be oppressed under a totalitarian, dictatorship, military-style government under the rule of man rather than God. Oh, and furthermore, while you're playing these communistic war games, don't forget to steal our lawful money, land, and tax us to death. Take heed. The Supreme Court has been telling us what's been going on for years. This is Chief Justice Douglas in the case of Laird versus Tatum, 408 U.S. 1. This is from 1972, and I think this is the most telling thing that I've ever heard. This is one of my favorite Supreme Court quotations. And it says, "The America, once extolled as the voice of liberty heard around the world, no longer is cast in the image which Jefferson and Madison designed, but more in the Russian image. In other words, you were lied to. There is no liberty. There is no freedom. All are slaves here. We've converted our system from a republic where everyone is self-governed, where everyone is a sovereign of his state, where the states are sovereign nations with clipped sovereignty due to the Constitution. No, we're a communist country cast in the Russian image." They don't come right out and say it. They don't come right out and say, "You're all slaves now. We no longer are a free country. The republic no longer exists." The republic still exists, but nobody lives there. And my second, and this is my absolute favorite quote, and this is from United States versus Cruikshank, 1875. "The citizen cannot complain because he has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government. He owes allegiance to the two departments, so to speak, and within their respective spheres must pay the penalties." Now, if you take the first one, that the America, once extolled around the world, is no longer cast in the image of Jefferson and Madison, but it's cast in the Russian image. And then you take the second statement, which says, "Because he has voluntarily submitted himself to such a form of government." Well, what form of government are they talking about? Well, they're talking about the government that's been cast in the Russian image, communism. And there you have it, from their own mouth. And if you don't believe it, you need to go and look up the definition of Federal Reserve notes. "Such having replaced silver and gold certificates, which were backed by silver and gold. Such reserve notes are direct obligations of the United States." And this is from Black's Law Dictionary, the Deluxe 6th Edition. But if we go now and we look at 12 U.S.C. 411, Title 12 U.S.C. 411, U.S. Code, issuance to reserve banks, nature of obligation and redemption. We see Federal Reserve notes to be issued at the discretion of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System for the purpose of making advances to Federal Reserve banks through the Federal Reserve agents as hereinafter set forth and for no other purpose are authorized. The said notes shall be obligations of the United States and shall be receivable by all national and member banks and Federal Reserve banks and for all taxes, customs, and other public dues. They shall be redeemed in lawful money on demand at the Treasury Department of the United States in the city of Washington, District of Columbia, or at any Federal Reserve bank. And so there you have it. We've been put in the red with Federal Reserve notes, money that's owed by the United States to the Federal Reserve, and we've been placed as the guarantor of this debt, and we're all wards of the state. And, you know, we all seem to like it. Nobody will listen to me about this. And I've been talking about it. You know, if you think this is new information, everything I just read you is at least 10 years old. The book, The Red Amendment, has been published for at least 10 years. And everybody just wants to use the ostrich method. And that is just stick your head in the sand and, you know, ignore it. It'll go away. The debt ceiling will be raised and the problem will go away next week. And, you know, everyone will be able to just forget about it. And we won't have to worry about it anymore. Because we can just stick our head in the sand and forget about it. Oh, if you can hear the music there, that means we have to go for another word from our sponsor. When we come back, we're going to have as our guest Mr. L.B. Bork, the author of The Red Amendment.
Modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And joining us is my guest today, Mr. L.B. Bork, the author of The Red Amendment and the author of The Debt Ceiling, what I've just been reading, and how it relates to us, how it affects us. And L.B., good morning. How are you today?
First cup of coffee I've had in a week. Yeah, I've been still sick. I got sick last week, so just recovering over wonderful food poisoning. So yeah, it was great. But don't be concerned, folks. It wasn't a conspiracy. Just typical nonsense that goes on with food. you had a nice week away from the ranch there.
Oh, in Texas, my right? Goodness. You know, I was going to do a whole show about my week's travel last week. I flew to my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, and I stopped by my sister's house. A few of my brothers and sisters stopped by with their kids. There was 28 of us there, and we spent, the whole of an afternoon just visiting the kids, playing outside and so on and so forth. I went to my in-laws' house, and, the purpose of my trip really was to go and visit the several different properties that they have. They live in the Cleveland area, but they have a couple of properties in Pennsylvania. And so, we took six of us, my wife and I, my two sons and my in-laws, jumped in a minivan and, spent 3 or 4 hours going to the first property and spent a day and a half there just, basically learning about the property to make sure that should something happen to my in-laws, you know, I would know where everything is and what to do, how to maintain the place and care for it. Then after a day and a half at what we call the barn, we went up to the camp, which is an old schoolhouse from the 1800s that my father-in-law bought next to Kettle Creek in the mountains of Hammersley Fork, Pennsylvania. And it's a beautiful trout fishing camp. Anyhow, another 3 or 4 hour drive up there and a day and a half there, and then a 5 hour drive or 5+ hour drive back to the Cleveland area. So for most of the week, I was in an automobile. And of course, you know, when I talk about these things that we're discussing here today, this is very upsetting to my mother-in-law and father-in-law, who are retired. My mother-in-law was a municipal worker for 33 years. And, you know, she can't get Social Security because she has a government retirement fund. Of course, the city that she worked for all those years is now in receivership and controlled by the state of Ohio. And, you know, I'm trying to make them aware that, you know, a major catastrophe is on the horizon, but I'm not allowed to talk about any solutions or anything. So basically, I was censored all week, and I couldn't, you know, each time that I'd talk about something like this, my father-in-law would get upset. And so basically, I was just, you know, I was told not to talk about any of this. Of course, my father-in-law is a big hunter and fisherman, and all I could think was, well, you know, it makes my mother-in-law sick to the stomach to talk about these legal matters, but he can talk about killing animals all the time. So I thought, well, you know, we should censor him. He can't talk about killing animals. You know, that would be kind of fair play.
Yeah, you brought up a few things there that are interesting. You said they have property, but it's all in feudal tenure. And, you know, he can hunt and fish, but it's under regulations. And, yeah, the insurgents and the rebels really like to protect their delusion. And, you know, you said also that they're getting special retirement funding. The insurgents really set themselves up good under this system to keep everything quiet. You know, they protect themselves well.
Well, what's funny to me is that, you know, they've promised themselves all these benefits. You know, you're in Wisconsin. Look at, you know, the whole Wisconsin school pension funds, you know, they've all promised themselves, you know, $10 for every dollar they put in, and now they can't pay. And so, you know, everybody's up in arms.
Total irresponsibility. And plus, you got a currency system, like you've talked a lot about in the past, that's going to fail. It's destined to fail.
Because it's specifically designed to fail. You can't pay $2.20 with a dollar.
Yep.
Again, if you borrow 100 at 4% interest for 30 years, the interest is 120 bucks. Well, you only borrowed the principal 100 bucks. So you pay out the 100 in interest. After 25 years, there's no money left in the system. So you got 5 years, 20 bucks worth of interest due in the $100 principal. Well, it's impossible to pay. There's no money. You only created 100 bucks. You owe 220 every time. Every dollar you create, you owe 220. You know, it's how can it work? I mean, it's nonsense. It's absolutely insane.
You know, what's really insane is, for example, my parents, they're pretty fiscally responsible, you know, themselves. Taught us kids not to go in debt, you know, pay your bills. But it's interesting that they support this government that's totally the opposite of what they taught us. You know, they go out there and vote and sit and piss and moan about them and still support it. You know, and of course take its benefits. They won't read my material, just like your in-laws family won't look at the material, don't want to hear about it, but yet, you know, they know what's right and wrong, but still they support this government, which is just totally wrong.
I couldn't agree more. As you can hear, the music in the background there means we have to go for another of our regularly scheduled breaks from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional, and my guest, L.B. Bork.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Act 2, positively unconstitutional. And LB, I just got a comment from a listener, and I want to put this on the table here. Joseph, I won't mention his last name, says, Phil, I cannot believe the statement you just made. Your non-support of Dr. Paul because he will not tell people or has not told people about the Expatriation Act is hypocritical. You yourself have not taken this path yet out of fear. Dr. Paul's campaign has created the stir in the country that could offer a great change with less risk of jumping into the abyss of endless harassment. He has alerted those to everything special that is happening right now. What a bull in a china shop you can be. Yeah, you won't even take your own advice, ostrich. And I agree. I am a hypocrite, and I'm talking about this. I have not done it. But Dr. Paul won't even tell you that it can be done. And to think that you think Dr. Paul and, you know, any kind of political, you know, wrangling around this, you know, whole debt ceiling problem and about all the problems that the country have. These problems are created by our Congress. And as a member of Congress, he's leading you down the path. He ain't telling the whole truth. Wouldn't you agree, LB?
Well, see, you've given a lot of information in this show alone. One of the things I was going to bring up is the leading by example is what needs to be done. And, of course, you just acknowledged that you're not leading by example per se, but at least you know about this. I've been working with people that have been preparing themselves to exit for 3 years or so now. And you've only known about this, what, a year?
Something like that, about a year.
Yeah, so it takes a while for people to make the change and to get out of the system.
What I realized in my trip, over the last week to Cleveland and Pennsylvania, is that, if I do this, I alienate my entire family. I alienate my in-laws. Right. I alienate my wife. I alienate my children. I alienate my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, because they're all communists. And they cannot see things the way that I do.
Right.
And so now, I look at a life of endless harassment because it's never talked about. It's always assumed that the system must be right. This must be the way to do it. And, of course, this is exactly the opposite of what the system was intended to be.
Right. Well, the Bible talks about brother against brother in these kind of times, so. It's happened before. It'll happen again.
This is a great point you bring up here. I was thinking about this the other day, and what do we see? We see all these health outlet reports and all these doctors out there. Oh, the pharmaceutical industry is poisoning you. Don't take those drugs. The statins give you heart attacks, and, don't take that cholesterol-lowering drugs. And, it's fear-mongering. I mean, they are dividing us everywhere. I mean, you can't trust your neighbor. He might be a terrorist. You can't trust the pharmaceutical company. He might give you a toxin. You can't trust your brother, your friend. This is how they stay in control. Hell, you can't trust anybody out here.
No, it's all based on fear and people's fear and ignorance. And as far as I'm concerned, Ron Paul is just a Pied Piper. He's leading people into this system, telling them half-truths, and we don't have to go over the negative connotations of what happens, because you just did. It's all in the book.
I mean, I look at the last election, and just when Ron Paul needed to take the initiative, when he needed to get more aggressive, when he needed to go, he shrunk. He shrunk away from it all. He captured a few votes, McCain, which was a terrible choice by anybody's imagination for president. McCain, he was like a stupid clone of Bush.
It's just all the system. There's no change here. We mentioned in the book, that section you just read, we talked about the money changers. The money changers are the people that Christ got mad at in the Bible. They're probably the only place he displayed any kind of passion of hate, if you will, or anger, and they're still around. It's the same damn people. This system's not going away. You have to be lead by example. You have to take the bull by your horns. This guy that ridiculed you or criticized you is looking for a God. The United States, this government, is not God.
But when we vote, we pray to this false God to cure all our problems. And this guy apparently still believes that, hey, Ron Paul, you could elect him and he could solve all the problems. No. There is nothing he can do from within the system or without the system that's going to change it. The only thing that, in my opinion, that's going to change it is a mass exodus.
Yes.
It's the 100th monkey. When enough people understand they can just walk away and stop supporting it, it will die a natural death.
Exactly.
But until that happens, there's no way to change it. It's a personal decision from each person that has to take place. You have to turn your back on the communist system. And for me, I haven't been able to do it yet. I don't have the courage. I'll say that out loud. I'm afraid to take on 300 million communists.
That's not all that bad. You just got to befriend them and kind of feel sad for them.
It's like... I watched some video on Carl Miller, and he says, you have to be kind to these people because they don't know any better. They're ignorant. They think they're doing it the right way. But I mean, it's enraging. It's absolutely just, makes me so angry. I mean, on at least two occasions while I was gone on my vacation, I literally had to get up, leave the room. And on one occasion, I must have walked 5 miles before I cooled down.
Wow.
I mean, I walked all the way over the mountain before I got cooled down, before I could come back and just even be in these people's company anymore. That's how angry I was. And, you know, my wife keeps telling me, you got an anger problem. Maybe it's the way you're approaching people. You know, you can't go telling people they're criminals. I mean, I can't see a better way to make it clear that you're doing wrong. It's like my mother-in-law, you know, she's a good Christian, you know, going to church and doing the right thing and all that. And I said, you know, do you follow the Ten Commandments? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I said, well, you know, the commandment about false gods, do you vote? That's what he was talking about. He was talking about praying to the gods that you elect by putting false gods before him. And that's exactly so. You're not following the rules. I can't take any more of this. I just don't want to hear any more of this. It makes me sick to my stomach. Can we not talk about this? That's, you know, that's what I get. And so, you know, I'm censored by my children everywhere I go. Can't talk to their friends about it. That'll embarrass them. You know, can't talk to any of my wife's friends about it. You know, and apparently I've driven all my friends away. So, you know, I'm out here, you know, trying to, you know, get some people on our side, you know, to where, you know, you're not surrounded by everybody, you know, who is, you know, telling you that, well, that's not the way we do it here. You got to have a Social Security number. It's written in the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs. You know, every person must have a Social Security number. And they're right. Every person needs one because every legal entity needs a Social Security number, a socialist surveillance number, so they can keep track of what your company's doing. They can tax you.
Yeah, we reap what we sow. And these those, people are sowing bad.
And those that are slovenly will be under tribute.
Yes.
So I have to say, I'm a slob. I'm slovenly, and I'm not willing to work hard enough. You know, the most telling thing that anybody on my travels told me when I told them what's happened to us, what the solution is, fella must have been in his early 60s, mid-60s, I don't know, probably he was already retired. And he looked at me and he said, you know, Phil, you're probably right, but I'm too invested in the system.
Yeah, well, look what it's going to bring in the future, in the near future.
Well, that's what I'm looking at, and still my programming won't let me loose. The indoctrination that they've given me says this is the right way to do it. I just, from a mental standpoint, I can see that, you know, doing it the right way is a much better way, but I can't see how to change. I don't know how to change. I don't know how to do it. Now, I don't know how to change my whole life and just throw away all the people in my life and just alienate them.
Yeah, praying's a good tool. I don't know if you've done that, but I was lucky to get divine intervention. So that's the only way I could have written this material in the time period that I did. And, you know, given the knowledge and the, you know, putting the pieces together. So it's hard for a lot of people.
I mean, it's tremendously hard for me. You know, it's hard for me to talk about this every week and not just, you know, go back to talking about some nonsense, you know, like redistricting or the debt ceiling or, you know, some other, you know, three-ring circus that the Congress is throwing out there to entertain me. You know, the Greek debt crisis, the pigs, you know, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, Spain, you know. Oh, they're all in trouble. Well, look at the financials. Go look at the numbers. We're in worse shape than Greece. The only difference between us and Greece is we have more revenue.
Yeah, it's a bigger crop to reap from.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it's a lot of idiots that come here from Greece to make money. And there's a guy from Greece here that owns a restaurant in town. And I've talked to him for about 10 years now. And he's telling me how bad things have gotten since they've opened. They just opened and bought their own building. But one of the things that he's told me, they've been in business since the 50s, I believe it was, or the early 60s, or the family business went into being here in town. But credit card sales used to be only about less than 10% about 10 years ago. And after today, it's just reversed. Now about 10% of the sales are cash. And you know about most of these credit cards are on credit and not debit type cards, I would think. Some of them possibly, but I bet you any money a lot of these people are paying interest on the food they're buying.
On their pizza purchase.
Yeah, and drink. So, yeah, it's also a bar. So, yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, this is something else that people don't, you know, I keep telling people that, well, there's a shortage of cash. There's a built-in scarcity of cash. To the best of my knowledge right now, there's only about $3 trillion in circulation in the United States of actual money, of actual dollar bills. And there's only about $3 trillion of actual dollar bills in circulation in the rest of the world. So we got half the actual cash, and the rest of the world has about half the actual cash. Of course, it's less than half of what we owe, $14.4 trillion. There's only $6 trillion in circulation. Now, if we look at M1, which includes demand deposits, we'll see that M1 is over $10 trillion. But still, I mean, half the money or so is nothing but a computer digit. It's just an entry in an account on a computer. They don't even have to print the money anymore. They can just open up an account and put a number in it, and that's money. And right. They can pay their debts with this. And, I mean, if people look back 100 years from now, they are just going to be absolutely amazed. How stupid can we be to let one group sit down at a computer, one guy, the Ben Bernanke or the Timothy Geithner or whoever you want to call it, he can literally sit down at a computer, open one account, create $100 million in treasury bonds, then open another account and buy it from himself, and then we get to pay interest on that entry. It's literally just an entry in a book, and he's done it 600 billion times in the last 10 months. I mean, it's insanity.
Yep.
To top it off. $600 billion in quantitative easing, too. So we owe $600 billion to the Fed, who created the money and bought it from themselves.
Not my government. I have nothing to do with these people. I can't participate, can't vote for them without being in rebellion against the original system. So it's as simple as that. To top it off, I have a friend that follows the gold-silver market, and he said there's 3 times more paper written on gold and silver than there is gold and silver. So if anyone that thinks they own through the market gold and silver, think they own it, if they were to call it right now, there'd be a lot of people saying, where's my gold and silver?
Well, I mean, in order to manipulate the price of gold and silver and keep the price down, they have, made it illegal for private citizens now to buy future contracts in gold and silver. You can only buy a future contract and take delivery within 28 days. So you cannot speculate on gold and silver out more than a month. I mean, talk about massive government invention in the financial markets. I mean, this is unheard of. You know, back during the problems in 2008 after the crisis, you couldn't short stocks. I mean, they literally stopped people, half the market stopped. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
Well, I always thought the system was pretty evil. Unfortunately, I got sucked into it in the 80s, and it was a big mistake. I got out of it in the mid-90s. So.
this whole stock market is just, I mean, talk about sleight of hand. You know, if you look at these comprehensive annual financial reports, these CAFRs from the cities and the states, well, they own all the stocks in the stock market. Why? Well, because the pension funds of the government employees that work for the federal and state and the municipalities, of course, they've, voted themselves these great pensions. And, of course, to pay for their pensions, they've got to make 8% compounded returns in the stock market. So all the money goes through a 401k and into the stock market. And so, 93% of the stocks are owned by the municipalities, the cities, and the states in the United States. And it's all pledged to go where? Well, to the pensions of these retiring workers as we hit the end of the baby boom generation here. Well, who's going to buy those stocks when they sell them at these inflated prices? There's only 2 workers behind the 78 million retiring Americans. There's only 150 million workers. And, you know, a friend of mine, you know, married a Chinese girl, and her mother has recently moved from China over here because inflation in China is so high she can't afford to live anymore on her fixed income. And so, you know, if you think things are bad here, go look at other countries. Japan, I mean, they're already busted out, you know, and they have the same problem we do. They have a huge baby boom generation that's retiring now and only two workers in the workforce to support every retiring Japanese person. But when we look at China, we see the opposite. We see 300 million people in their baby boom generation fixing to retire and only an economy of 150 million workers. That means there's only one half a person to pay for every retiree's benefits in China. It just simply can't be done. This is, I mean, the system is designed to create the next war, I'm convinced.
Yeah, yeah.
The monetary system creates war. How? You can never pay. You got to steal money from somebody else to pay your debt, so that forces bankruptcies. We'll be right back after this word.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Every day is the weekend, I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. You know, LB, I wanted to mention during today's show, and I really didn't get to it, about the balanced budget amendment that came out of Congress March 31st of this year. And of course, you know,
that's
the balanced
budget, though, not the debt.
Yeah. And, but of course, the balanced budget amendment, if you really read it, it has some things in it that you probably wouldn't expect. Section 1 says they won't spend more money than they take in unless they vote to spend more money than they take in. Section 2 of it says they won't spend more than 18% of the GDP unless they vote to spend more than the 18% of the GDP. The president will write the budget. He will designate the taxes and what the money will be spent on. He won't spend more than he decides to tax you for, and he won't spend more than 18% of the GDP. The GDP is a computation made by the Bureau of Economic Analysis in the Department of Commerce, an agency under the control of the president. Do you see? The president controls the agency, which computes the number, which limits his spending.
That'll work. Dictator and a bunch of blathers, all that is.
Section 4 says Congress won't make a law raising your taxes unless they vote to raise your taxes.
Yeah,
Congress won't raise the debt limit unless they vote to raise the debt limit.
Yeah.
Congress can waive the above provisions of the balanced budget amendment, except for Section 4, which says they can't raise your taxes unless they vote to raise your taxes when there is a declared war or a military conflict, which they think justifies their waiving the above provisions of the balanced budget amendment. And Section 8, the courts can't order your taxes to be raised, but you can bet your life that this section, together with Section 3, will be seen to authorize the president to order that your taxes be raised. Section 9, I leave this to others to explain, but be assured the president's minions will define stuff however he wants, make that stuff off budget or on budget to fit his personal agenda. And Section 10, Congress can make laws to enforce the balanced budget amendment and can rely on numbers provided by the president, who is to be given constitutional authority to order tax increases and decide how to spend the money. So you can clearly see there will be no benefit from a balanced budget amendment. It's kind of like you said earlier, you know, if they just wanted this to apply to the slaves, then they could have just made an act of Congress and done something temporary. They didn't have to amend the Constitution.
Right. People don't understand that, and that's why there's three factors I looked at when I was interpreting the whole 14th Amendment. And that's basically what the Red Amendment's about, what's transpired in the last 150 years, and looking at the verbiage of the 14th Amendment.
President Obama is issuing a dire warning. In an interview...
Did you hear that? Yeah. We got someone else's news coming on here. Oh, the president issued a dire consequences. What a bunch of gamesmanship. You always talk about reindeer games, you know. Oh, I don't want to be outside the reindeer games. And, of course, you know, that's my whole problem right now, is I don't want to alienate my family and my friends. Well, I don't know if we have a feed or not. Are you there, LB?
You're done.
Yeah, we're out of time. Thanks for listening to Positively Unconstitutional. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. I'll be back next week. Have a great one.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it.